Good morning, everyone. I'm really pleased to be here meeting all of you in Seattle. It's a beautiful place. It's the first time I'm here. I'm from Princeton, as Chris was telling you all. I do these talks and expose what I had written about a journey I had taken years ago. I think I do this because I'm passionate about meditation, what it does to us, where it takes us eventually. So I like to share that information and my journey toward that. That's why I do move around all through the nation. And the book is published in 3 countries, U.S., Canada, and India as well. I was born in India but raised here in U.S. So today's talk will be, first I want to thank East Shore Unitarian, everyone that's took time to have me over here, especially Chris. I've been in touch with him for a while, having me here to do this talk about inner journey, an experience I had gone through several years ago toward in attaining self-realization, enlightenment, through a practice of deep meditation for years, for many years. I'm still a meditator. It's a passion of mine. It's a home for me, meditation. And being in that quietude is my home, actually. This, what we do during our life, is a role we play in this cosmic play of divine. So how well we play that role makes a huge difference in how fast we move forward as well. So first, right away, I like to say is enlightenment, self-realization is not a product of one. It's not a product, a property of one. It is for all of us. We all will experience realization of our divinity that's within each one of us. It's just a matter of time, when, how, where, when one is ready. It's all about how fast we're moving in this evolutionary journey of ours, you know, how are we evolving? It takes time for each one of us and varies with each one of us, that's all. And when we retain that state of mind to do that, it takes time. And also, it has nothing to do with any kind of a religion, gender, or race, or what we do with our lives, what type of a work we do, how we run our life. What roles we're playing, nothing to do with it. So a lot of people get confused with that. Oh, self-realization, that's a Buddhist thing. I don't want anybody talking about that. We're Buddhist people. No, it's nothing like that. It is for every one of us. What religion you choose doesn't matter. It's at the end of the day, it's all about experiencing that divinity that's within each one of us. So we all can do whatever we want and we still reach that point. So, and the time it takes is not something that happens all of a sudden either. It takes time. It takes time. It's a process, step by step, reaching that level of being varies with each one of us. It depends on how healthy we are, what we did with our lives, what kind of a life we lead, and what did we do in our previous life? That matters. That brings on to this life. That's how it happened to me, actually. You know, it doesn't have to be you have to meditating hours on in this life to attain that either. It comes from what you've been doing all along. Life is the cycles of life over life over life. We have been through this many, many times, as I will go through that in a minute. So that's why it takes time for many people. And mine happened to take almost 78 years before I can say, I'm home. I have attained that experience. I have realized who I am. It took almost 8 years of a strong devotion, discipline, and a desire. Those are the 3 ingredients we all have to have before we can even pursue anything, right? And especially toward self-realization. We need to have a desire, want to know who we are. What is it all about? We have to have that drive within us to make us move forward. So mine, I'm going to talk about through practice of meditation, how I did it. And a little bit about meditation I like to talk about, because that is the most important ingredient in my life, through where I reach my state of mind, perception change. Meditation is the direct method to self-realization, enlightenment. It is the highest form of spiritual practice one can undertake, and the difficult as well. Unless you're tuned toward it and your time comes when you can really focus, concentrate, and discipline yourself and prioritize your time toward it, it's going to make you, it doesn't happen just like that. So it takes time. And also meditation is two main important points about meditation, why it's good for you as opposed to other practices we do. It takes a huge leap in evolution, meditation. A jump, a leap from action to attention, and from thinking to being. Beingness is everything. Just be in the present moment. Be still, and it will take you where you should go without any effort on your part. That's the best thing, right? Meditation will take you to where you should be. Just that from constant chitter-chatter of the mind and the thinking and the action we do day-to-day life, just be there, still. And that state itself, through meditation, you'll get faster at that point. And that's why meditation is great. And also, in meditation, one more thing happens. You are absorbing a lot of life energy from the universe, which is needed for us to move forward. It subsides all the agitations, stress, restlessness, and whatever, you know, not wanting to sit long in the meditation. All these things get subsided with that vital energy that comes and gets absorbed within us. The more you have, the better you are, actually. We all move with such a limited amount of consciousness, energy, vital energy, to function day-to-day life and move on, you know, and watch TV, eat dinner, sleep, go do this, go do our work, what have you. But for meditation, gives you a lot more prana. That's what Easterners call it, pranic energy. That's what's needed for us to move forward. It's not about breathing and getting oxygen. It is what do you get from the universe that sustains all of us just by walking in the nature, just by in the woods. Everything is out there in the universe. And that gets absorbed when you're meditating, contemplating on divine. It automatically, that vital energy comes to you and subsides all that, quiets you down. And most of all, it disconnects all the sense perceptions from clinging on to body consciousness. So you're free. You're in that utmost quietude without anything to worry about. You, me, my body, my aches, my pains, my thirst, my hunger. None of the above exist when you do that. That's why you need more prana. That's why you need more vital energy. And even day-to-day life, you get that. If you can do deep breaths, and then another thing you can do is alternate breathing technique, alternate nostril breathing technique, that brings you more prana in your day-to-day life, which you can function far better than you are, what we do right now. So those are the most important things I like to mention about meditation, why we all should pursue meditation, which is, even though initially it can get difficult for us, with practice, same time, same place, putting away some time for it, really does wonders for us. So don't forget to meditate. Now a little bit, what is self-realization? Meditation is good for day-to-day life as it is, but the main purpose is to take us to self-realization, enlightenment. That's the main purpose of meditation. Through meditation, we all can experience that oneness of the universal consciousness. When I say consciousness, energy, soul, spirit, all the same, by the way. So I just tend to use interchangeably, and a lot of books write differently also, but it's all means same. It's all about consciousness. It's all about energy. That's what it's all about. God, what we see, is not physical. It's energy. It's divine. It's consciousness. And that's, we're part of all that. So self-realization, enlightenment is nothing but something we all must have forgotten. Instead of being the way we are, we have become something else. What do I mean by that? It is, instead of running your life with that essential nature of being that's within each one of us, we became ego-driven. We became ego consciousness. We have developed that and disconnected ourselves with that divine consciousness that we have within us. Now, isn't that why there's a lot of issues, problems, you know, wars, hatred, dislike, prejudice in the world, right? We became ego-driven. So enlightenment separation makes us kind of replace that ego-driven consciousness with the divine consciousness. That's what it is all about. You know, kind of making us realize and reclaim and reestablish our connection with the source we all come from. That's what it's all about at the end of the day, you know. So that's what we have to try to do, all these spiritual practices. We're seeking this, seeking that, trying to find out about that. But through meditation, you can get to that point easily. It is the ultimate process of human evolution. To know who you are, why you're here, what's it all about? What is this cosmic game all about? The play they're in, they're puppets, playing our roles. We need to know why we're here, what we're doing. So you need to do that, and also the most importantly, stop this compelled imprisonment of reincarnation so it won't be enforced any longer. That's the best part about it. Once you know who you are, why you're here, and change your perception of life and transcend, and that's what divine wants, and live that way. Continue living in this world. Enjoy the life. But you know who you are, why you're here, and you will be living in that way of thinking and with that frame of mind, totally different from ego-driven life. And that's the best part. Now, a little story about... No, actually, before I tell you my story, I'm going to tell you, you may wonder, well, this is all nice and dandy, but how do I get to that point of going through this inner journey and transcend, actually? It all depends on us. What we do with ourselves, what the lifestyle we lead. We're the builders of our own destiny, architects of our own life. We do that. What type of a lifestyle we're leading, what type of choices we make, how well are you choosing your right from wrong using that tool that we all have within us, free will. How good are you in picking that tool and using it, making mistakes, correctly leading your life, you know, which is right, wrong. It all depends on us. And choices you make, that makes a big, huge difference. Without change, there's no evolution. You have to change the way we are. Choices bring change, different choices. So what you choose makes a difference. And how you move forward, evolution demands change. So that's the only way we can come and evolve consciously. How did I do all this? How did this whole thing happen to me? I was leading a normal life. I was not a spiritual being to begin with as I was growing up, way into my adult life. All of a sudden, I was working in a pharmaceutical company, and I have a husband, kids, family. Like I said before, it doesn't matter what you do. You can still, if it's your time, you will transcend. You will be moved to a direction totally different. And that's how it was. It's practically preordained in my life. This calling that came about, imposed on me. You know, though I was not meditating, though I was not looking for enlightenment, though I was not chasing any teachers, gurus, what have you, I was leading my normal life, you know, taking care of my family and everything. All of a sudden, what happened? My husband had a heart attack, and then rather young age. And then I said to myself, gee, this is something strange. Why did he have this problem? And then I learned Reiki, healing technique, because I wanted something different other than the modern medicine is offering. After his post-operative recovery period would get better and get stronger. So I did Reiki on him. And Reiki, interestingly, took me to meditation. All of a sudden. Now, why would that happen to me? You know, think about it. It's something pending to do for me. Something I left out in my previous cycle, perhaps. That's what I was told by my teacher, a guru. You all probably heard of her. Her name is Ama Karunamayi. She comes here every year, gives a talk. These gurus and teachers uplift human consciousness, trying to put us in the right direction of doing, you know, right things so you can evolve. You can all kind of, you know, go in the right place. She does meditation retreats. She does all these other things. People that are not in tune with meditation, she does other ritualistic activities, etc. But these are all people, gurus and teachers are there to help us, give us a hand. But we do all the work as far as enlightenment goes. They give us tools, techniques. We use and then we uplift ourselves. So then what happened was after that, working all of a sudden, there's a change in perception all of a sudden for me. I was doing everything. What do I mean by change in perception? That's when your inner energy gets awakened. It's called Kundalini energy. You must have heard the term. It's called, Easterners call it Kundalini, and here we call it inner energy. That's needed when one is transcending or ready to go, unite with the universal consciousness, become transcended. So you need that extra energy. It's nothing but, it's like a 20-watt bulb, but 100 or 200-watt bulb of energy inside that wakes up. You need that much energy to lift this inner soul, to reunite with the universal consciousness. And that is what we need to do. And when that is time for you, it automatically will awaken the inner energy. And this is sign number one. And that's when your perception changes. When I say perception changes, it's almost like you drop everything. Your interests go down the dumps. Your activities, your functioning capacity to do anything or appreciate the world and what world has to offer you goes down the dumps. It's almost like it mimics depression, but it's not depression. It is mostly a search, a seeking something beyond. Something you want to find out. That calling within your system is saying, come join me. Come realize me. Come connect with me. Type of a drive and a force that comes toward you. And you go after that. And that's what happened to me. I was like, didn't have any interest in doing anything. Yet I was functioning normally because I have a family. I can't just be, you know, telling everybody all these things. Then they'll say, go to a hospital, go to a doctor, get pills. You're depressed. I didn't want to do that. So I kept everything to myself except to my teacher. I would discuss these issues with her. She would guide me properly. She would kind of tell me, yes, you're okay. I needed that confirmation from her. She used to do that. Those are the good for teachers are good for that. You always connect with the teacher, usually, or a guru, whatever you want to call. They sort of guide you. They sort of tell you, calm down. You know, you'll be okay. Type of thing. So sure, I used to discuss a lot of these things with her. Went on for a while, a couple of years, continuously, and meditating deeper and deeper. My meditations were tremendously, they wouldn't, like normal people would have problems, issues initially, but my meditations would take me deeper and deeper into that quietude very easily for some reason. It's as if I've done it before sometime. You know, that's how it went with me. So lo and behold, my teacher did tell me, you were a great meditator in your previous cycle of life, and you did not finish that. Therefore, you have to finish it in this journey, in this life. And then I understood why I'm being, forced to do all these things and turn around to a different direction. But I had to manage having everything in the plate, still do my meditations, still do my things, still have issues with my physical. A lot of problems come about, by the way, when that heat generates within you. And your physical gets impacted, your nervous system gets impacted, your body aches, pains, agitations, what have you. All the details are written in the book. So I will not go in detail, but eventually what happened, after 7 years of meditation, my deeper and deeper meditations, I would subside some of the issues I'm having. Finally, I was able to tap into that finest fabric of consciousness, where you lose totally your outer world and reunite with that oneness of existence, the universal consciousness. You're part of that. You are completely absorbed in that dimension of nothingness, non-dual dimension. There's nothing. Complete energy, complete consciousness, fully aware of yourself, who you are, fully know who you are. It's just that you don't have a body. You don't have anything. There's no outer form. It doesn't exist. It's just one. That's it. It's like a river mixing with the ocean. And you finally realize you're nothing but that energy. What we call this body, the life we lead here, we think this is this, this is this, this is this, I'm this. In reality, we're all full of energy. It's just that what we call body is this condensed, materialized awareness. That's what it is in reality, when you think about it. So that's what you have to experience. That energy, that primordial energy where all creation springs from and eventually merges back into. And that's what we must experience in this life consciously. And that's what it's all about. Then you would be taking care of the purpose of the life. So no more coming back over and over and over. The cycles will not repeat. God only knows how many times we've been around. Right? Life after death, life, death, rebirth. Over and over and over. We don't know. I don't know how many times I've been around. But we all will experience that. Because it's the ultimate purpose of evolution. We need to know that. And human form is the ultimate form in evolution. Only the human form can attain and transcend. Therefore, we will do that definitely. So don't think it's only for special people or anything like that. It is for all of us, no matter what. And that's what I've been to. I didn't go over most of the details, but you can get most of the information from my book. I have written about it. And I believe I should share that with everyone, all the seekers, spiritual people that are looking for things to do. You know, they're into something, they find out the truth. What's it like? What's it entail, actually? What's it all about? I love sharing that with everybody and educating people. And that's why I do all these talks. That's why I move around. It doesn't matter to me. I love giving that information to others. We have to share. We're all in it together. So then why not share the information, share the knowledge we receive with that kind of an experience. It's tremendous. You don't get that knowledge that you receive after that experience from the books or talking or from the teachers or from universities. This is a divine knowledge and an understanding so steadfast. You finally are at home. You have this sense of being at home, a belonging so strong. I tell you, it's nothing like you we have in the normal lifestyle. You know, my husband, my kid, my this, my that. It is totally you're connected with the divine, and that's who you come from. You become that's you becomes your home. That's what I say. But after that, do I have some time still? Just a few more minutes. I will conclude pretty soon. After that, it's not an easy task, but you're a new birth. It's almost like a new life you're leading now. Everything changed. The expansion of consciousness, the inner energy movement, the heightened awareness. You are a far better individual to function far better now. And that's why everybody says self-realize, enlighten. That's the reason, right? So you're in almost like a brand new car with a new driver. That's what it is, you know. You are fit to do just about anything with that, using your highest potential with that utmost evenness and equanimity. That's what we want. And at peace. But It's not that easy. It takes time. All the changes that happen within you, to put it in a mundane level of reality, it's going to be hard. It's almost like once you taste nectar, everything tastes terrible by comparison and remains terrible for some time. So you have to integrate all that, you know, your inner change and the outer world has to go hand in hand. That takes years sometimes, or some months. It took me 2 years before I'm comfortable with what I'm doing, because you have to go back and play your role again as a wife, as a husband, as a kid, or what have you. It doesn't matter. It takes time. It's not something easy to get back into the world again. It's going to take. There are some negative sides to it, but ultimately, that's the purpose of our life. Therefore, it's got to be good. And whatever your intent and your thought processes are, function far better as an individual. That's why we have to self-realize. And as a concluding statement, I would like to say, it's all about how we lead our life. How well we play our role makes a big, huge difference, or determines how fast we move forward and experience the truth and be home. Finally be home, as my book calls, home at last. You too will be home soon. Just keep meditating. Thank you so much.